train your mind to be aware, just silent. Huh? Or you do your bowing, or you just walk up and down. Huh? Mindfully walk, silent. Don't arise any thought, just walk until the mindfulness comes. Bow until the mindfulness comes. Or you sit and relax silent until the silent mind comes. It's either way. You only need to understand the first unique characteristic about meditation is to train your mind to be aware. Aware means no thought. The awareness is awareness. Sati is awareness before the thought arises, before the knowing. The moment you know, you perceive, that is the mundane mind already. The moment it starts to think and feel and do all those movements, it's already activity of mind, sankhara. And you are no longer in a meditative state. That's why you continue to relax and just silent. And that silence will bring you to the meditative mind. Because originally, before the stirring, before the activity, the thinking and the movement, your mind was just like that. When you are born as a child, as a baby, there is no memory, no thought, nothing. It's just pure awareness. Even the perception is pure perception, no word, no concept, nothing. It's just like that. That's why the baby is very cute, no problem. It's just aware. So you need to meditate with that type of mind. Despite your memory, your conditioning, everything, you have to silence the mundane mind. The mundane mind has to go, like, for the time being, not active. When the mundane mind is not active, the two mind will appear. It's just like the sun's ray. It's ever shining, bright and clear. Your awareness, your true nature is like that. But because of the cloud, it blocks the sun's ray. That's why your awareness cannot shine forth. And what are these clouds? These clouds are your mental activity, your mental state, your movement, your sankhara, your emotion. These are the things that cloud you. That's why your mind can only do one thing at a time. Always remember, either you are silent and aware, or you are lost in thought, in the emotion, in the activity of mind, in the stirring and all those things. And these things that cloud your true mind are your mundane mind's activity. When your mundane mind sees, the true mind shine forth. That's why when the cloud disperse, clear, no more of this thinking activity, your true nature shine forth, the sun's ray come forth. And it's just as simple as that. Yeah. Because most of you all doesn't understand this and doesn't believe that it's just so simple. Truth is very simple. It's your mundane mind through delusion that make it complicated. Yeah, you think otherwise. You think enlightenment is something very, very difficult. Difficult because you don't understand. When you understand, like the Mahayana says, it's just a flip of the palm. The moment you flip, this side appears. But because you don't know that it's so easy, you go and believe that, wow, you got to meditate, you got to do this, do that, you got to strive, you got to want. It's not that way, because if you do thought-based, you can be wasting your time for very long, and you will not progress. Because thought-based meditation will keep you stagnate at that point. You have to go beyond thought. That's why the whole of Dhamma is akaliko, beyond thought, beyond time. So you need to silence, you need to silence. Okay, now I will off the light. Then you all can have your meditation. You can break it out into maybe 45 minutes of formal meditation. Then after that, you can do your bowing, walking, contemplation. Those who would like to go up the hilltop also, you can. You can go through the main door outside. There's a, on your left, there's a staircase that can walk up. Then if you go through the kitchen, you can also go through the back door. Then there is a flight or step where you can go up to. It's a very nice high altitude area where you can have the whole horizon of this Triple Gem Temple. And also the surrounding, the nature, everything is very, very conducive. So it's up to you. Okay.